Praise the Lord. Message number 12. The title of the message, The Goodness of the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 145 and let us read the whole Psalm. I will exalt you, O my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in the praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time you give us. We thank you for your promises and your encouraging word to your church and your people. Lord, I pray, Lord, that your message will encourage the people, O God, to follow you, to surrender their life unto you, O God, and they will fully trust in their life and their being, O God. They will serve you, Lord. They will walk in your ways. They will tell others about you, O God. Lord, anoint my lips and help me to expand your word, O God. Help me to expound it and well explained by your help, O Lord. O God, I pray for help. I pray for healing. I pray for hope. I pray for restoration, deliverance, kindness from you toward each and every one of us. Lord, take your word with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it spread all over the world. Let it reach to those who are waiting to hear your message and your word. Thank you and we praise you. This will be all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. David saying, I will say, I will exalt the Lord. I will praise his holy name forever. There's a reason why David and why each and every one of us would praise the Lord, would exalt the Lord, would praise him and extol his name forever and ever. Verse 3 say, great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The Lord is great. Whatever things are big around you are famous and mighty, but God is more great. His greatness no one can fathom. We cannot understand. We cannot imagine. We cannot measure the goodness and the greatness of God. Verse 4 says, one generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. When you read the Bible, you will find that in every generation, the Lord had done great things. At the time of Moses, God had opened the Red Sea. Wonderful, a great, mighty work, great miracles. Wonderful, awesome works of God. Till now, with how much humanity have reached success and have reached advancement in a scientific field, but they will not be able, with all the facility that a human have under his hand, no human or country or nation, all the whole earth will be able overnight to split the Red Sea. Even they will split one river, they cannot. But how awesome when he sent the wind, and the wind drove out the water away, and the Israelites, the people of God, they walk on the dry land and the walls of water on their both sides. The generation of Moses, they saw the splendor of God, and they commanded the Lord to the next generation. And in the generation of Joshua, the Lord opened the Jordan River. As the priests, they step and put their feet, and their feet touch the water at the bank of the Jordan River. The river and the water of the river start to pile up, and the river divided, and all the people of God, all those whom God ordained to cross, to possess the promised land, they cross on a dry ground. One generation will command your works to another. As we read the word of God, we hear the message and what God had done to his people, and as we hear the testimonies of our brothers and sisters, and as we see God is working in our life, then all these are resources for us to encourage others, to encourage the next generation and tell them to obey the Lord and to walk in his ways. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. I will continue to proclaim. We continue to proclaim the goodness of the Lord. Every day, God is doing a great miracles. As we listen, please don't listen to the pessimistic things and the failures, but listen. Let your ear attentive to the testimonies, to the great work of God. Let your ear be attentive to those whom the Lord had helped them much and have done a great deliverance in their life. The three friends of Daniel, they were thrown in the fiery furnace because they refused to worship the king. But the Lord was with them. He gave them a great deliverance. And those who conspire against them, they will be thrown instead of them. Daniel, thrown in the lion's den, but the Lord delivered him miraculously. He closed, he shut the mouth of the lions. They were not able to hurt him. And he was taken out of the lion's den, and no one was fighting him because he trusted in the Lord his God. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The abundant goodness of the Lord. Every day the Lord is sending his blessing to his people. Every day I personally enjoy the goodness, the abundant goodness of the Lord in my Lord. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He is gracious, he is compassionate, he is loving, he is careful, he is mindful, he is understanding, he is caring, he is loving, he is on time, he never late. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He does not treat us as our sin deserve. He is not always get angry to us. He is slow to anger and rich in love. He is slow Lord only. He does not treat us as our sin deserve. The Lord is slow in anger. If the Lord have the same style of a human anger, then no humankind will still be alive because of our sin. But the Lord is slow to anger, even we are sinning. But the Lord is waiting patiently for us, for you and for each and everyone to repent fully and come back to Him. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion in all He has made. That's in verse 8. The Lord is good to all. Not that the Lord is good to certain people. He is good to everyone. His compassion all those whom He had created. He cared and He has compassion. He had mercy. All you have made, we praise you, O Lord, for that compassion, for that mercy, for that goodness, for that mighty work and miraculous work and wonderful work of the Lord in each and every one. Then, everyone, all those you made, we praise you, O Lord. Your saint, we extol you. We who truly worship God, those who are committed to the Lord and walk in His ways, they will extol the Lord. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom. We will tell of the glory of the kingdom of God. We will tell about the King and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, and speak of your might. We speak about the salvation of God. We speak about the cross of Jesus. We speak about the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. All these are the goodness of the Lord, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Everyone should know who is the Lord. Everyone should know and should hear the mighty of acts of the Lord, and we are the one. You are the one, my brother and the sister, in Christ. You are the responsible to proclaim the goodness of the Lord to each and every generation, each and every people around you. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. That's why we praise the Lord. It's not a short-term kingdom. Many kingdoms on earth will start, become very strong. It lasts 100 or 200 years or more, but then finally it will fall down. But the kingdom of the Lord is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The dominion of God, the authority of God, it will continue through all generations. We are waiting for the Lord to come. Maybe the church is weak now. Maybe the kingdom of God is now people not aware of. But finally, the Lord will come, and He will establish His kingdom. And finally, we'll be with the Lord forever and ever. The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving toward all He has made. Here we have another two good characters of the Lord. He is faithful to all His promises. All the promises of God are yes and amen. If the Lord has promised you something, wait. And be patient, because the Lord is faithful. He will fulfill what He had promised to you. And He is loving toward all He has made. He is loving, He is caring. And He will continue to show you love. And He will show you more love and more care in the day to come. Verse 14, the Lord upholds all those who fall and lift up all who are bowed down. In certain time in life, while we are moving on in our life, we face, or you face, or the people face around you, a terrible, sudden, catastrophic problem that causes you to fail and to fall and to collapse. But here the Lord is beside. The Lord upholds. All of a sudden He upholds. He is circling with His arms and hands and shoulder and lift you up from falling down. And the Lord also lift up all who are bowed down. There are times, as we have said, that we will face a sudden attack or sudden heavy problem that will cause us to fall down, but the Lord upholds us. And there's another time that we have a constant pressure and responsibility, a burden we are carrying, and that burden will make our back bowed down because we are heavily laden. Every problem you are facing, family problem, it adds to your load. Work problem, it adds to your load. Financial problem, adds to you more load on your back. And that's why it causes you to bow down. But the Lord is standing beside us. He will carry the burden. He will lighten your burden. And He will make your back straighten up. That's why the Lord upholds all those who fall. And lift up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all, for this reason, the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. For this reason, as God is worthy of praise and compassionate and loving and caring and uphold those who are falling down and lift up those who are bowed down. For this reason, the eye of each and everyone, every human being, every creature is looking toward the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is giving us food at the proper time. Even the animals, the Lord, they are looking toward the Lord. They receive their food from the Lord. Each and every one of us should be reminded to look unto the Lord, because from Him we are receiving our food and our provision at the proper time. Verse 16, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. And that is another reason why I will extol the Lord, why I will praise the Lord, why I will tell about the goodness of the Lord, and the same for you, why you commit yourself to worship God and save Him and praise Him and exalt and extol His name, because He opened His hand and satisfy your good and godly desire. Not only you or me, but each and every living being. When you are in need, and you open your hand and look to the people may give you, the people may give you much, and you may get much also, but there is no satisfaction in what you receive from the people. But when the Lord opens His hand and you receive from the Lord, then even if you receive a small amount or a small thing, then with that provision of the Lord, there is satisfaction. Some people, they receive little, but they have satisfaction because they are receiving it from the Lord. And that is another privilege. Why we come to the Lord, why we look unto Him, why we extol Him? Because He opened His hand, He gave us food at the proper time. He satisfied our desire with the good things. The Lord is righteous, verse 17, in all His ways and loving toward all He has made. Sometimes you can't understand why the things get in the wrong way. Why, if God is here, why this had happened? Sometimes we can't understand the ways of the Lord or the purpose of God. And certain things we will not be able to understand until we are in heaven. But we know what we have, the word of God, to say the Lord is righteous in all His ways. We have to trust God that He knows what He is doing. We must be assured the Lord knows what He is doing. And if things that you can't understand, the best answer for that you can say about the situation, the Lord knows what He is doing. Later on, the Lord will explain to us why He has done such things in this way. We need to be assured that the Lord is loving toward all He has made. The Lord loves each and every one. He loves us in the same amount. There is no difference. But there is always but. In verse 18, the Lord is near to all who call on Him. To all who call on Him in truth. To whom the Lord is near? The Lord is near to all who call on Him. Everyone who call on the Lord, the Lord will hear him. But here there is one word said, to all who call on Him in the truth. If we call on the Lord in the truth, He is near to us. He hear our cry. If you call on the Lord with lies, with wrong motive, with impure desires, the Lord will not answer you. The Lord is not near to you. The Lord is near to all who call him, to all who call him in truth. Therefore, we should know, as we humble ourselves and repent and clean and purify our heart and call upon God, God will listen and God will come near to us. Verse 19, he fulfilled the desire of those who fear him. The Lord fulfilled the desire of those who fear him. Those who fear God, those who walk in the way of the Lord will fulfill their desire. How they will fear God? When they know what is wrong, they will not do it because they fear God. When they know what is right, they do it diligently because they fear the Lord. Many people, when it coming to do certain things and no one is watching, they will do the wrong things because no one is watching on us. But remember, God is watching, and that your behavior, when you do something and you know what is wrong, but you do it because no one is watching, that is lack of fear of God. And the Lord today wants you to fear him, so that when you call unto him, he is near to you. He fulfilled the desire of those who fear him. If you fear God, your good desire, God will fulfill it. God will help you. God will establish what you have desire. He hears their cry and saves them. Not only that, those who fear the Lord, not only he fulfilled their desire, but he hears their cry. They are crying. God hears their cry. He sent his angel and he took them and delivered them from the trouble. He hears their cry and he saved them. Their salvation, their deliverance. The Lord watches over all who love him. God is watching. God is in full control. Those who love the Lord, those who are obedient to God's command, are those who love the Lord. And the Lord is watching over their life. He watch and he care, he protect, he admonish, he correct, he bless, he heal, he direct. Because the Lord watches over all those who love him. But all the wicked, he will destroy. The Lord watch over the wicked, but he watches in a way that he will cause them to be destroyed, as they are not willing to repent and walk in the ways of the Lord. For all these privileges, for all these good promises of the Lord, then I join my voice with the voice of David, or what David say, my mouth will speak in the praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. My mouth will speak in the praise of the Lord. I will continue to praise the Lord. And not only that, I encourage everyone, let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your good word. Kneel down, and the message is telling us how God is great, what are the beautiful things. As you kneel down, remember all the goodness of the Lord, all the kindness that he showed you, all the deliverance, all what he had done to you, all what he had done to his, to the people around you, to the saints, all the testimony that you hear today or before, it encourages you to give a praise to the Lord. All what the Bible and the story of the world that declare the stories and what God had done for his people, that will encourage you to praise the Lord. Commit yourself to God and tell him, Lord, I will call unto you in spirit and in the truth. I will walk in your fear, O Lord. I will love you. I will watch over your promises, O God. I will obey your commands, O God. And Lord, I pray. I pray also, God, in the name of Jesus, those who are falling down, you uphold them with your grace. And those who are bowing down because of pressure, because of difficulties and troubles and problems and the pressure of life, finances, families, work, Lord, I pray you uphold them with your grace, with your goodness, with your grace, with your mercy, and with your kindness. We thank you and we praise you, God. Lord, I pray that the message that you sent shall fulfill the desire of your heart and the purpose that you sent this message for. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, you take the message and use it and let it reach your people on the right time. And the right person will hear it, O God, so they will be blessed and know that you are a great God. There is no one like you. And they will praise you, Lord. And Lord, I pray you raise up more people to praise you, more people to serve you and tell others about you. We thank you and we bless you, Jesus. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.